We've just launched Anik's very own version to the Calendar Girls. Tell us a little bit about the project.
Well, we were all asked about 4 months ago or so if we take part in a Calendar Girl style calendar, and we were kind of thinking, we're not quite sure. Was this in the job description when we all signed up to work at the garden? But since it's kind of eventually come to place, and we've all been set out all over the garden in different spots with different props to cover our bits to produce this wonderful calendar.
So there's some very imaginative pictures. Who came up with the ideas for the props?
The ideas are a bit of a mixture of Margaret Whittaker, our volunteer at the garden, who did all the photography, and also each member of staff kind of came up with what would be relevant to their areas of work. So we've got some people with computers, because that's kind of their main area of work, but for myself, I'm the Friends Coordinator at the garden, so I manage the Friends scheme, and I've got a promotional board advertising Friends of the Garden membership. So I'm standing next to a sign saying feeling friendly, so we all kind of got to pick our own signs and things.
So presumably these were all set up when the garden wasn't open. Was that a very early start to do this?
It was a very early start. I mean, we did it was only actually a couple of weeks ago when we did it. So the garden was open to visitors at 10 o'clock, but we started from kind of 7:30 in the morning. Mine was taken about 9:30, so there was a lot of people around and about at the time, so we had to try and keep ourselves in a quiet corner of the garden. So.
Other than yours, which is your favourite month then?
I think it has to be Trevor, who is on the front cover, and he's also December. Trevor's on his John Deere tractor in front of the Grand Cascade, as if nothing out of the ordinary is happening. Trevor's whizzing around on his lawnmower with nothing but a lovely hat on and a pair of workman's boots.
So other than giving us all a great afternoon, what's the purpose of launching the calendar?
The purpose of the calendar is to raise funds for the Anik Garden Trust. So the Anik Garden is a charity. We do lots of charitable work, working with different groups of people, bringing them to the garden that they might not be able to do so. So it's to raise funds for charitable projects and programmes.
Duchess of Northumberland's been here this afternoon to hand out souvenir photos. She's been behind the project all the way.
She has. I think she was involved in the kind of concept and right through kind of trying to endorsing us all the way to presenting us all with a photo today. So she's...
And a little bit of a surprise for her during the presentations.
A little bit of a surprise. We have Sarah Darling, who is the Duke and Duchess's secretary. Sarah's worked for them for a number of years. And Sarah was the surprise entry. She's January, so we've got Sarah sitting on a bench with nothing more covering her than the making of the Anik Garden book.
And this had been kept a complete surprise for the Duke and Duchess.
Yes, they knew nothing about it until the Duchess kind of held up, we need Miss January, and here Sarah appears from behind the scenes as Miss January. So
where's the calendar going to be on sale?
It will be on sale in the Anik Garden shop. It's £4.99. It'll be on sale in the shop and also over the phone. If anyone wants a copy, we can post them out. So if you call 01665 511 350, we can post them out too.
So Margaret Whittaker's the photographer behind this calendar. And we've all watched Calendar Girls and the photographer in that. Did it feel the same here?
Not quite. A little bit different here, I think. The Calendar Girls was very exclusive, very special and very different. And funnily enough, I have met Miss February. She has been round the Anik Garden, and I gave her a guided tour once, so that was nice.
Using garden tools as props needs quite a bit of imagination. How did you come up with the ideas?
Well, we knew the areas of the garden we wanted to showcase, and that was very important. It's not just about the models, it's about the whole garden and showing off the Anik Garden. So working on the areas, we then looked at different places and what would disguise something. For example, the watering can or a rose.
Very early start in the morning to get the pictures taken before the garden opened. So you must have had a lot of shivering subjects to photograph.
The weather wasn't too bad, but yes, we photographed over 5 weeks at 7:30 in the morning. People were very good. They never complained, because sometimes the first few took quite a long time to set up.
Yeah, I was going to ask, are they one take or do you have to have a number of goes at it?
Several goes, and in one instance I had to delete the first 20 photographs because something showed.
So my favourite, I guess, is Trevor on the front cover and Mr. December. Have you got a favourite, or are you having to be unbiased?
I think I'll be unbiased, but I think the funniest one is probably Derek, the deputy gardener, with the scarecrow looking towards him as if to say, oh my goodness. But they're all my favourite, really.
So do you think this is going to be a big seller?
I sincerely hope so. The Anik Garden is a charity and all the money goes to it, and everybody who has participated has done it for free, and people have come in their own time to do it. So I'm hopeful it will be a big seller.
With me now is Sue Broster. Which month are you?
September.
And tell us a little bit about the picture.
It's up in the ornamental garden, and it was taken on quite a cool morning, hopefully the picture will do its justice. And if you can see, there's two birds on the picture.
Right. So what have they used to give the appropriate decorum then in props?
I've got a laptop, and that's it. I do trust administration work, so it was just great to actually take my PC up with me and do some work up there.
So whose idea was it to use a laptop then?
It was just the guys in the office thought, because that's what I do, so it's just a good prop to use.
So how did you feel when you were first asked to take part?
A bit nervous, but I thought, well, at the game, you know, just have a go and see how it goes, and it did. So they said it'd be done in a fortnight, and it was, so it was really quite quick, so couldn't really change my mind, could I?
And how do your family and friends think about this?
I haven't told anybody. There's only my partner that knows that I've actually done the calendar. It's a surprise, hopefully, for my mum. So I'll send her a calendar down, and my friends and that don't know, so it'll be a bit of a shock for them.
But I guess you've got plenty of ideas for Christmas presents.
Certainly have now. So, yeah, hopefully. Great Christmas presents.